Charles Taylor's defence case began on Monday and is expected to last several months. It's the first time an African head of state has been prosecuted before an international criminal court. This week, Taylor talked judges through his childhood, political involvement in Liberia and an American jailbreak. As part of yesterday's testimony, the 61-year-old said Liberian Senator Prince Johnson was responsible for the death of the country's former president, Samuel Doe. Taylor led a popular rebellion against the Doe regime. Doe was killed in 1990 and the murder captured on film, but Prince Johnson denies responsibility. Taylor also said he had help in breaking out of a Massachusetts county jail in 1985. Earlier in the week, the father of 14 portrayed himself as an anti-corruption fighter, a humanitarian and a peacemaker. He said it's incredible that he's being charged with crimes against humanity.
It is quite incredible that such descriptions of me would come about. Very, very, very unfortunate that the prosecution, because of disinformation, misinformation, lies, rumors, would associate me with such titles.
All week, the visitors' gallery that overlooks the courtroom has been packed, but most of those watching are from Europe or North America. Despite outreach efforts by the Special Court for Sierra Leone, which was moved from Freetown to The Hague amid fears of provoking instability in West Africa, the human rights organisation Amnesty International says most Sierra Leoneans are not following the trial. Shelby Grossman is a US-based researcher of Liberian politics. She says most people in Liberia and Sierra Leone are apathetic about the trial, paying more attention to the report that was recently released by Liberia's Truth and Reconciliation Commission, or TRC.
In Liberia, Liberians are overwhelmingly paying more attention to the TRC report. I think that Liberians and Sierra Leoneans pay attention to the trial on the big day. But aside from that, they are not paying attention to it. It's having very little impact on their life.
For the past 3 years, the TRC has been assessing the causes of the long-running Liberian conflict. It listened to testimonies from victims and perpetrators in Liberia and the diaspora. Prince Johnson, the warlord blamed for the murder of Samuel Doe, was one of those who testified in front of the commission. Pappy Stowe is a Liberian who fled to Sierra Leone and then Senegal during the long-running Liberian War. He says Charles Taylor was not able to testify in front of the TRC for Liberian crimes because he was on trial for actions in Sierra Leone.
When Johnson going back, the TRC to confess and to tell the Liberian people why in jail, sorry for that. We can forgive him because we need peace in our country, or it can be the same of Charles Taylor.
Grossman says there are two reasons why Liberians and Sierra Leoneans are not paying close attention to the trial.
It is in The Hague, so the distance is having that effect to some extent. But I think even more than that is that for many, the big fish is not Taylor. Taylor did not rape their sister. Taylor did not loot their village. Maybe people under Taylor's command did, but his responsibility for these local crimes isn't as clear.
Taylor's testimony will continue on Monday. In the meantime, it's emerged that the UN-backed Special Court for Sierra Leone is in danger of running out of funds to complete the trial. Kate Thomas for VOA News in Dakar.